This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
High school sports across the board.
This is Prep Sports Nation.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios, welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station and at PS. _ Nation, _ on the X or Twitters, whichever you prefer to call it. And I'll just say, touchdown, Grayson Rams. Grayson takes the lead. They are now up 24-17 as we were coming back. They literally just punched one into the end zone for the go-ahead score. So, yeah, this one looks like it's going to be pretty good matchup down the stretch here. It looks like this one's going to come down to the wire. So, again, we'll keep you updated on the score throughout the show. Sound looks like they're going to be – looks like that TV crew is not getting out of the bins until about midnight or later. It's probably later, probably like 1 a.m. So, anyway, welcome to another weekly dive into the world of high school sports here on the show. Coming up a little later on, you're going to hear from my guy, Southwest DeKalb, and now Auburn signee Sam Turner, wide receiver for the Panthers. Got a chance to have a nice sit-down conversation with him today. And great young man, and you'll hear it in that interview. And then also a couple of player profiles coming up here in just a second. Two young men in action right now in the bins. Andre Fuller, edge for the Grayson Rams, also a Georgia Tech signee. And then Caden Spratling, linebacker for the Carrollton Trojans. So those are coming up in just a second. But real quick, before we got into that, just wanted to, just in case you weren't aware of who did what, just briefly run through some of these scores for you from the championship week. Everything kicked off on Monday, as I mentioned in the prep roundup, with flag football. Division I, Southeast Bullock winning that one 13-6 over Columbus, their fourth straight state title, first flag football program to accomplish that feat. And then followed that up with Flag Division II, Greenbrier winning back-to-back titles, defeating North Oconee 18-0. Then the first football game of the week was the Single A Division II, Bowdoin, two-time defending champs, taking on Brooks County. They would make it three in a row. That would be Bowdoin as they defeated Brooks County 34-14. And then the day wrapped up with the North Oconee Marist matchup. North Oconee winning that one 14-7. North Oconee winning their first title in program history. Yesterday, more flag, just one game. Pope, defending champs, running it back, defeating Pace Academy. Shout out to Ty Johnson, who was on the show last week, of Pace Academy, head coach for them. But unfortunately, Pope getting the win, 19-6, your final in that. And again, Pope running it back. So congratulations on repeating as state champs. Then the first football game of the day was the Toombs County Northeast Macon. Toombs County picking up the win. I believe that was their first win as Toombs County, first state title win. So 38-18, your final in that one. And then Carver Columbus, 52-14 over Burke County. And then the nightcap that you heard me talk about, again, great game. Milton runs it back. Perfect season, 56-35, the final in that one over Langston Hughes. And then today, final flag game, McEachern wins their first state title in program history, 26-6 over Lambert. So congratulations to those young ladies. And then in a rematch, thought this one was going to be a lot closer, the first football game of the day. That was Hebron Christian and Prince Ave. Now, when these two met during the regular season, it was Prince Ave winning by 34-31 was your final. I get home, I just know I'm going to turn on the TV, and it's close. No, I turn on the TV, Hebron Christian is up by 21 points, still in the first half in this one. I think it was second quarter, but in the first half. And they would go on to win by a final of 56-28, knocking off the defending champ. So congratulations to Hebron Christian. I think that's their first state title, if I'm not mistaken. And then the 3A game, which was Calhoun and Jefferson, Calhoun winning that one 20-7. You probably, you know, I've been talking to different people, and I said, I saw Calhoun early in the season taking on Cambridge. That's a young team. I knew that it was going to come together for them. Did I know they would make a title run? No, I'm not going to act like I knew that. But I saw them at the time. I want to say they might have been 1-3, something along those lines. But just a, you know, rocky start to the season. But you could tell the talent was there, and it was just a matter of those young guys bringing it all together, and they were able to do so. And here they are hosting the trophy tonight as the GHSA 3A champs. And then, of course, as I mentioned right now, Grayson and Carrollton wrapping things up for championship week. Grayson with a 24-17 lead currently, 8:59 to go in the third quarter. So we'll keep you updated on that one as the show progresses. All right, first player spotlight, Mr. Andre Fuller. He's in action right now, but prior to this game, I got a chance to just talk to him about his career, so, you know, throughout the years, and you know, a little bit more. And here's my conversation: Andre Fuller, Grayson Rams, Georgia Tech signee. All right, Andre. First off, man, let me say thank you for taking a couple of minutes out of your day to join me, and congratulations to not only the success you've had individually throughout your high school career, but as well as for you and your teammates, man. Phenomenal season. What would you say, man, have been some of the keys to success for you all?
Thank you for having me. I think the key factors were coming out, playing fast, and focusing on the small moments and, like, winning each one, you know?
All right. And, you know, let's talk about the beginning of the season. You guys, you know, kick off with a loss, but you bounce back immediately and don't look back. And here you are now playing for the 6A title. You know, what was the conversation amongst yourselves as far as, you know, being able to right the ship immediately?
Yeah, I feel like a conversation didn't need to be had. I mean, like, we knew what we had to do. But I feel like the loss was, like, an eye-opener for everyone, which let everyone know, like, you know, we got to need Chris up and, like, play as a team for all four quarters, which we did.
All right, and coming into this season for you individually and personally, were there any areas that, you know, you were kind of focused on as far as, you know, what you wanted to work on to make sure, you know, you were doing all you could do to help the team be successful?
Well, I know I need to be on my A game 100% of the time. Yeah, and being gap sound, I trust my teammates and what they can do. But I feel like me being the stone in the defense is all, like, always being the place for my team's success.
Good deal, man. And, you know, just talk about, you know, when it comes to success, you've had a lot of accolades coming your way all throughout your career, man. And, you know, highly sought after recruit when you were being recruited. You know, what was it like, you know, for you, you know, having the support from your family, your coaches, loved ones, you know, throughout all that process and, you know, just seeing that your hard work was paying off?
Yeah, I'm just blessed for my family, you know. I'm really, like, kind of, like, living the moment for the most part. But when I look back at my success I've been having, I mean, I'm just grateful for my family.
Good deal, man. Well, again, thank you for taking a couple of minutes out of your day, man, and congratulations once again on all the success you've had. We'll be following you. My wife is a former Georgia Tech student athlete, so we follow the Yellow Jackets closely, so we'll definitely be looking forward to seeing you in action next year. But obviously, one more to go here for you this upcoming week, so good luck, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, and again, Andre Fuller Jr., Grayson Rams, Georgia Tech signee, and like I said, he's in action right now. Turn your TV on. Put the GPB on your app, on your phone, whatever you got to do. 24-14, Grayson is on top, but Carrollton is threatening. They're inside the Carrollton's inside the Grayson 10, so we'll see if they can tie it up. Third and goal for them. So anyway, next up on the other side on the same field, Carrollton linebacker Caden Spratling, great young man. Got a chance to talk with him as well, and here is that conversation. Caden, first off, man, let me just say thank you for taking a couple of minutes out of your time to join me here, and congratulations to you and your teammates, man, on advancing to the state championship game. First off, man, just talk about for you and your teammates, man, what's kind of been some of the, you know, the key ingredients, man, to help you all have the success that you all have been having this season?
Our coaches play a big factor for us, and just playing hard and running to the ball really helps, like, a lot of the mistakes that we make on the defense, like when we make a lot of mental errors and all that stuff. So just coaches and playing hard.
All right, and speaking of playing hard, man, seeing a lot of film on you, man, you got a motor on you, young man, really get downhill. You know, coming into this season, were there any particular goals that you had set for yourself as far as wanting to, you know, again, be someone that's contributing, you know, out there on the field with your guys?
I just want to have a way better season than I had last season because I didn't have the season I wanted my 10th grade year, so I just didn't want that to happen again.
Good deal, man. Well, once again, congratulations to you on your individual success to this point in your high school career and to you and your teammates on reaching the state championship, man, and good luck to you guys.
Thank you.
All right, and that was Caden Spratling, and Caden and his teammates just tied it up. Carrollton punching it in. Actually, it was a little kind of fake-a-rooski there. Nice little play. But it's all tied up. 24 all. Man, if this one goes to overtime, I don't know, Sonny. I mean, it's on the way home. I might pop my head in there. I'm going to have it on my phone as I drive home because they're not getting out of there before this show ends. It's 10:33 and they still got 6:54 to go in the third quarter. So yeah, I might do that. We shall see. All right. Still to come, my guy, Sam Turner, Southwest Academy wide receiver, Auburn signee. He'll be on campus in January. Got it done. And now he's ready for that next level. Great young man and a great conversation. Comes up next here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.